Rachel walks to the otter pool, unwraps the mint choc chip and licks the gritty dome. The pool has a green-stained moat that moves like a river. The otters paddle round it on their backs, eating fish heads. Their fur snugs the water. They chitter to each other. Under the ice cream is a malty cone. She goes into the snake house, where there are bright insects clinging in glass tanks. The snakes move slower than forever. Binny is still talking at the kiosk, leaning in. Rachel is allowed to go quite far. She knows all the ways around the village where she lives, the Lonnings, the drove tracks over the moors. She walks past the netted parrots squawking at each other, past the gift shop and toilets, over a bridge, over a stream, to a burnt creosoted gate, on which there is a sign made of red writing. She can't read it, because she is not yet in school. Through the gate and into the trees. The trees smell of mint, too. Wooded pathways with arrows pointing. Corridors of shadows, either side. Be brave. It is very quiet. Brown needles stream between trunks, and her steps make tiny silky squeaks. Fork to the right, fork to the left, into the dark, filtering green. At the bottom of the cone, there's a chocolate stub. Once that's gone, she's more aware of where she is. Here, beside a fence, built tall and seriously up into the trees. The wire is thick and heavy, knotted into diamond-shaped holes. Pinned to it is another sign. Maybe it's the end of the park.